Sleepy Joe, Nervous, Skinny Pocahontas, Alfred E. Newman, Trump Hits 2020 Candidates. By Hannah Blow on July 11, 2019. President Trump took shots at the fake news media and 2020 Democrat candidates in a series of tweets Thursday morning, blasting Sleepy Joe, Pocahontas, and Alfred E. Newman. In a tweet previewing Thursday's White House social media summit, the president blasted the establishment media and reminded his followers of the importance of social media. A big subject today at the White House social media summit will be the tremendous dishonesty, bias, discrimination and suppression practiced by certain companies, Trump wrote, promising to not let them get away with it much longer. The fake news is not as important, or as powerful, as social media, he continued. They have lost tremendous credibility since that day in November 2016, that I came down the escalator with the person who was to become your future first lady. He predicted that they will quickly go out of business once he leaves office after his predicted 2020 victory. He also took shots at Joe Biden, D, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg, D, using all of their nicknames and resurfacing the infamous stable genius description for himself. Could you imagine having Sleepy Joe Biden, or at Alfred E. Newman 99, or a very nervous and skinny version of Pocahontas, 1024th, as your president, rather than what you have now? So great looking and smart, a true stable genius. He exclaimed. Sorry to say that even social media would be driven out of business along with, and finally, the fake news media. The president added. Trump is not the only major political figure to acknowledge the power of social media. Although she is on the opposite side of the aisle, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, has emphasized the use of the platforms, even holding a social media course for her colleagues in January. However, it has gotten her into some trouble with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, who reportedly blasted Democrats for their social media usage during a closed-door caucus meeting Wednesday. So, again, you got a complaint? You come and talk to me about it, Pelosi told members. But do not tweet about our members and expect us to think that that is just okay. A reporter asked Ocasio-Cortez if she would stop tweeting, following her emergence from the contentious meeting. No, she replied.